USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden hosts an anniversary event for the Affordable Care Act with Vice President Kamala Harris in the East Room at 1 p.m. Eastern. The President and the First Lady depart Joint Base Andrews en route to Ottawa, Canada at 5 p.m. The President will participate in a private gathering hosted by Prime Minister Trudeau tonight. Foot Locker is planning to close more than 400 of its stores in malls.
The shutdowns are coming as the athletic shoe and sportswear retailer adjusts its business to connect with niche markets. Foot Locker executives said this week that the company's Lace Up plan is aimed at resetting its business and growing its total revenue to $9.5 billion by 2026. Under the plan, Foot Locker will diversify its brand portfolio and embrace new standalone store formats that offer a wider selection of products. I'm Skip Kelly.
A newly surfaced letter from 2018 shows Michael Cohen lying to federal election officials about his infamous $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, which later helped send him to prison. The letter obtained by the New York Post yesterday came about as the disbarred lawyer appeared ready to become the star witness in a criminal case against former President Trump. The Federal Reserve approved another quarter percentage point interest rate increase, but signaled that some banking system failures might end its rate rise campaign sooner than likely. The decision yesterday marked the Fed's ninth consecutive rate increase aimed at fighting America's inflation over the past year. The move took the benchmark federal funds rate to a range between 4.75 and 5%, the highest level since September of 2007. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Our banking system is sound and resilient with strong capital and liquidity. We will continue to closely monitor conditions in the banking system and are prepared to use all of our tools as needed to keep it safe and sound.
This is USA News.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The all clear has been given at a West Long Branch, New Jersey University.
It was a tension-filled Wednesday night and early Thursday for Monmouth students after the school received reports of a person who may have been armed. The first calls came into the West Long Branch, New Jersey school around 9:15 last night. Police from across the area joined campus police in a detailed search, but just after 1 a.m., the university reported there was no evidence of any shots fired and no person was spotted. The school remained under a shelter-in-place order until 1:44 this morning. An investigation is continuing. I'm Skip Kelly.
Maryland State Police are reporting six construction workers died at the scene when a passenger vehicle crashed into a work zone along the Baltimore Beltway and struck the road workers. The driver of the car was taken to the University of Maryland Medical Center's Shock Trauma Center. The preliminary investigation found that the vehicle went between the concrete jersey walls of the work zone for unknown reasons and hit multiple workers before overturning. Maryland State Police have not released the driver's identity. The Arizona Supreme Court has declined to hear most of Republican Carrie Lake's appeal in her challenge in the governor's race, but received a claim that was dismissed by a trial court. In an order yesterday, the state's highest court said a lower court made a mistake when it dismissed Lake's claim challenging the application of signature verification procedures on early ballots in Maricopa County. The court sent the claim back to the trial court for consideration. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.